I am Rare Nadir, and I love the invisible hand of the free market. It's 2033, and the Church of the Unpeel has taken over the world. But I am a freedom fighter. For America, I will expose the Church of the Unpeel for the fraud that it is. We can all agree that the Church of the Unpeel led to wonderful advances for the LGBTQABCDEIEIO community. There is a dark side of the Church of the Unpeel. I have access to many tapes, recordings of goings-on within the church. Today, the only way I feel safe sharing them is in my underground bunker. It may not be politically correct to criticize the Church of the Unpeeled, but by God, the Political Correctness Amendment is the 30th Amendment, and freedom of speech is the 1st Amendment. I take a stand for these United States and say, not all men, and I'll also say, I'm 100% straight. And finally, let me go even farther. I risk incarceration with this next statement. The Church of the Unpeeled is a cult. It is a gay banana cult. My therapist told me not to say that, but I did. I did that for you, America. Now, with these tapes, let's go back in time to a pivotal moment. We can listen in on the first time Thomas Hart walked into the Church of the Unpeeled. We all know Thomas now, a huge figure in the church. But listen to his doubt in the year 2020. We can remember that year together. Remember the coronavirus, that hoax. Maybe Thomas Hart would not have joined the church in any other year. Just listen to the tapes. Fade in on a short, stocky man wearing an N95 sat at a banana-shaped table. Seated there, a woman is wearing banana-shaped earrings, and a man is wearing a yellow top hat.
I ruined my marriage with my infidelity. I hope your religion has some answers.
I'm sure we can help you.
To be honest, banana worship is strange, but I'll try anything. Not therapy, of course, but anything else.
Thomas, I'm always desperate for bananas. Our religion engenders a hunger and taste for the sublime shape of our holy fruit. If you haven't already, you'll soon ache for it.
Byron, you sound so excited. I'm excited too.
If this is some kind of sex cult, I'm not interested. I want my marriage to work.
Oh, but soon you'll see the banana in its utmost beauty. The majestic form of the banana transcends. I very much look forward to discovering your banana, Thomas.
Gross.
I'm sorry about that, Thomas. Byron is just a banana initiate. As the unpeeled one in the room, I will guide him more dutifully. Thomas, I see potential in you. Let's skip banana initiation. Normally we begin with the man in the peanut butter briefcase.
That's weird.
Then we show you murder banana.
That doesn't sound good.
Right. Those parables teach caution. I'm throwing caution to the winds here. I'm going to show you the Bananonomicon.
At this point, Maria held up a book with a banana duct taped to the cover.
This is the Bananonomicon. It contains within it the precise location of every banana on Earth.
The Bananonomicon! All hail!
When we read this book, we are in holy communion with every banana on Earth. Before I continue, Thomas, I simply must touch you. You have expressed fear about coronavirus. But to do this sacred act, I need physical contact with you.
I really want to touch you, too.
That's nice. Now, look at these coordinates. 30.13 degrees north, 97.45 degrees west. That's where we are. So there must be a banana somewhere in this room.
The banana is duct taped to your book.
Wrong! There's a banana in this desk!
I was getting curious, but now I'm doubtful again.
Thomas, a mind is like a banana. It works best when it's opened up.
Yes, now you give me all your opinions about bananas. You know what? You're disgusting. This was a waste of time. And you two aren't wearing masks.
We don't need the masks. The infinite pill protects us.
For me to stay here, Byron needs to leave.
All right, Thomas. Byron, please leave the room. to hold hands with you again.
I am so angry, but I want that too.
Look, Thomas, I know you think the Bananonomicon is ridiculous.
Yes, it's obviously absurd.
All right, that's just how you feel. Thomas, truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. It took me 3 years to share the secret of the Bananonomicon with Byron.
Wow.
He paid dues the entire time. If you want to, later, we can go out and use the Bananonomicon to find bananas in the outside world. I know that this seems ridiculous, I know. But occasionally, if you open yourself up to absurdity, beautiful things can happen.
I hope you're right.
I challenge you, Thomas. It is not possible to wear a mask and eat a banana at the same time. Take off your mask. Trust in the infinite pill.
If it's just you here, I will.
And now, Thomas, kiss me.
Oh, what the hell.
Byron has returned, wearing a banana costume. But listen to what Marie thinks about this.
Banana Nogmos, all hail the unpillared one. Kneel. Kneel before the great potassium provider.
Yes, it is I, Banana Nogmos.
God damn it. I can't believe I didn't leave sooner. You people are ridiculous.
You could still just kneel out of respect.
Stand tall, Thomas. Yes, I know your name.
Well, you would. You were sitting right there in that chair when I walked in.
Yes, the infinite peel is everywhere. Let me induct you into the trifold mysteries. I am the fruit and the peel, and you, Thomas, are the holy seed.
You want my holy what?
Thomas, you have a wish burning deep inside you. You have been pent up in your home for a long time. Oh, these many months.
Yes?
Your community has been ripped apart by the coronavirus.
Yes?
You are looking for a solution.
And a divine banana has one? Fine, what do I do?
Go bananas! Join our church and go bananas! Spread the holy seed!
Yep, this is a sex cult. Forget this.
No, it's not a sex cult. Unbelievable. We skipped banana initiation, showed him the Bananonomicon, and demonstrated the miracle of transbananification. We still just couldn't convince him.
The three of us would have made the most delicious peanut butter and banana sandwich.
If you were the peanut butter and he was the banana, I would have been the two pieces of bread wrapped around both of you. Nice.
The camera fades to black. I have now shown you some of the inner workings of the Church of the Unpeeled. You have heard about banana initiation and the Bananonomicon. I have exposed the ritual of transbananification for what it is. But who is the man with the peanut butter briefcase? Who or what is Murder Banana? How deep does the rabbit hole go? Let's find out together. I have the tapes. Truth Seekers, thank you for taking the blue pill. Or is it the red pill? Blue pill, red pill, God damn it. Let's just split the difference and call it purple. Thank you for taking the purple pill and listening to the second episode of the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries. The purple pill opens your mind to reality, the hardest drug of them all. Previously, Marie alluded to the man with the peanut butter briefcase. Let us unravel this mystery with the following tape.
Welcome to the Banana Zone! In this, our first episode, Will and I will introduce the Church of the Unpeeled.
Hallelujah!
Banana Nogmos has opened my eyes.
Testify!
My life is so wholesome. Once I let the divine yellow into it, fresh fruit.
Delicious.
Fellowship.
Glorious.
Constant gay sex.
Optional.
But encouraged. And so many bananas, bananas every day.
In every way. Fried bananas.
Baked bananas.
Banana nut muffins.
Banana cream pies.
Banana-based guacamole.
Eaten with banana chips.
Banana pizza. And banana-based DMT.
Wait, you can make
DMT with bananas?
Sure, Christopher. One of the many boons Banana Nogmos offers.
I've never had DMT before.
Well, I happen to have a lot right here. I want to thank the Church of the Unpeeled for being open to the psychedelic experience.
Enough chatter. Put the spiritual medicine into my body.
Click, click.
There's so much weird geometry everywhere.
If that's all you're seeing, we need more medicine. We're nearly there, Chris.
Oh, wow. This is intense.
Don't get lost, Chris. I need you. I need you to keep smoking this DMT.
I'm losing my grip on reality.
You don't need it. One more.
Oh.
We're here, Christopher. We're beyond the peel.
I feel a divine presence. There's a man. A man holding a briefcase filled with loose peanut butter.
Creamy or chunky?
It's Banana Nogmos. They're here with us. Incredible. They love me so much.
And now, Chris, eat this banana.
The world dissolves. The self dissolves. I'm only potassium.
Oh.
And now the trip is over. DMT is fast acting.
Wow. That was incredible. I know what I need to do now. Tanya, get in here.
Folks, Tanya is our audio engineer.
Tanya, I know we don't talk very much. I've barely spoken to you. But Banana Nogmos has opened my eyes. I love you.
Chris, I feel the same way.
Let's get married. Right now.
Let's do it.
Amazing! By the power vested in me by Banana Nogmos, you two are married now.
And that is the mystery of the man with the peanut butter briefcase. Merely a hallucination brought on by way too much DMT. Thus ended the first episode of the Banana Zone, which converted quintillions of otherwise intelligent human beings to the Church of the Unpeeled. We will return to the Banana Zone, but first, I must unravel the final banana nogmostic mystery. Murder Banana. Supposedly the harshest of Banana Nogmos' tripartite forms, it is also the most ridiculous. Tune in next time to begin unraveling the third and final Banana Nogmostic mystery. Thank you again, Patriots, for tuning into the Banana Nogmostic mysteries. I told you last time we would unravel the mysteries of Murder Banana. The Church of the Unpeeled claims to be 100% peaceful, but nothing could be further from the truth. Allow me to enlighten you. A 69-year-old white man is handcuffed to a metal table. His business suit is covered in vomit.
Remove this blindfold, you ingrates! Don't you know who I am?
Light shines on Linda Lergstrom, wearing a yellow powdered wig.
We know exactly who you are. You are Carl Lindner, the CEO of Chiquita Banana. You've been called here to answer for your crimes against bananity.
The camera pans over to Michael Montrose, a lawyer wearing banana-shaped cufflinks.
Carl Lindner, you stand accused of impinging on bananular biodiversity.
You bring me here in the name of biodiversity? You criminals!
Give us your opening statement, Mr. Lindner.
You say that I impinge on bananular biodiversity? Even if I did, that's no reason to kidnap me or blindfold me to stand trial. The banana is in grocery stores because of me. Me! What have you done to popularize this grapefruit? Nothing, I assume. You're just a bunch of snowflakes who think it's right to haul off a CEO to an undisclosed location.
Your indignation will get you nowhere, Mr. Lindner.
Your yellowness, the fact that we have only one banana commercially available clearly arises from Mr. Lindner's tenure as CEO of Chiquita.
At this point, Michael, the prosecuting attorney, flipped up a diagram of differently colored bananas.
Linda, I call you your yellowness, partly due to the extreme popularity of the Cavendish banana. Chiquita only ever cultivated the short yellow Cavendish.
The Cavendish bananas are amazing! Customers love the durable peel and the lack of seeds.
Exactly! There are no seeds! The clonal reproduction of the Cavendish makes them vulnerable! Without sexual reproduction to produce seeds, every Cavendish in the world is vulnerable to Panama disease. Mr. Lindner's decision to solely cultivate the Cavendish at the expense of every other type of banana is responsible for this grave vulnerability.
You think consumers would buy rotten, seedy, disgusting bananas? Idiots!
You, Mr. Lindner, you may one day be responsible for its extinction! Extinction, your yellowness!
Mr. Lindner, you have made your case. And while it is true that Chiquita popularized bananas around the globe, you are guilty of so much. It is because of you that bananas are synonymous with the Cavendish. A wonderful, but very limited fruit. Your negligence threatens the lives of most bananas today.
End this farce and let me go home. You've made your point.
No amount of protest can save you from divine visitation.
At this point, Linda gets up and leaves the room. Then she returns, wearing a banana outfit and holding a chainsaw. Broom, broom, broom!
Witness murder, banana, Carl Lindner! Witness your doom!
You have been peeled and tasted and found wanting!
Oh, God! Don't do it! Please.
You have not enough chances, Carl! Broom, broom.
As you can see, the Church of the Unpeeled is nothing but a bunch of jackfruited thugs. They went after the titans of industry, like Carl Lindner, Melon Husk, and Jeff Beesbooz. Now, listener, you possess knowledge of the banana gnostic mysteries, but it is only a limited knowledge, a mile wide and an inch deep. Next time, we'll deepen our understanding. You may recall in our first act that Thomas Art initially bounced off the church. We will catalog his return in 2023. Next time on the Banana Gnostic Mysteries.
Hello, listeners. I'm Dr. Lynette Chazan, rare nadir psychiatrist. Mr. Nadir's care team, including myself, thought that it would be therapeutic for him to act out his subversive fantasy through radio. Unfortunately, this has driven him further into his manic episode. We decided to send him to the hospital. And that's just hard. Rare Nadir is a valued community member, so valued that many people came together to help him fabricate all the tapes for this show. While Rare was extremely blasphemous and disrespectful, his history was correct. Even in his frenzied state, Rare was able to get the facts right. Although Rare is furious with me now, he asked me to continue with the Banana Gnostic Mysteries while he is hospitalized. Perhaps coming together and acting out Thomas Hart's life will lead to a healing moment. Let's revisit a difficult moment in our Messiah's lifetime. Earlier, we heard Thomas Hart's first encounter with Marie Montrose. Let's consider their final moments together, when her lymphoma was terminal. Still, she found the strength to address her two husbands, Thomas and Byron.
My lovers, come closer.
Marie? Oh my God, she's awake!
I was afraid we wouldn't get to say goodbye.
Don't say that. She still has a chance.
Thank you for being here. You two have brought such happiness into my life.
We love you.
I love you too. I was thinking about our wedding ceremony. You two looked so handsome in your banana hammocks.
And you looked beautiful in your yellow high heels and nothing else.
The banana cream wedding pie was sublime.
In front of Banana Nogmos and everybody, we promised we would love each other until one of us died. That moment will soon come to pass.
My love, don't give up. You can fight this.
He is on his way, Byron. The great potassium provider has given me a beautiful life on Earth. Now he's taking me to the great banana fields in the sky.
No! Spare her, oh great yellowness!
He's coming to compost me.
I'm not ready for you to go.
I know it's hard to accept, but maybe something beautiful can come of this moment.
We will always remember being here with you.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
That's nice, but that's not what I meant. Something beautiful could happen.
Marie, I think I know where this is going, and you already know my answer.
Just once. One time. Over my deathbed.
Marie, I just don't see the appeal.
Husbands, I want you to kiss each other.
Sweetheart, this is hardly the time.
This is exactly the time. I need to know that you two will take care of each other when I'm gone.
Byron is really like a brother to me.
I know. But Byron has feelings he hasn't admitted to you.
I know he does. He made it obvious from our very first encounter. I think we are better off as friends.
I'm just starting to come to terms with your death, Marie. I'm not in the mood to kiss anyone. Not even Thomas.
It's my dying wish. Just try it once. Banananthians 215. New trees. Bear new fruit.
Marie, I've experienced Thomas's rejection for a long time. You don't need to worry about me right now.
But it would be so hot.
Beep, 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 beep.
She's flatlining. Nurse! Nurse!
Thomas, we better do what she told us to do.
You're going to flirt with me now while she's dying?
You know how in Sleeping Beauty she woke up to a kiss?
Nurse!
What if, instead of waking up to a kiss, someone woke up to watching two people kiss? People that a person had wanted to watch kiss for a long time.
Thank God you're here. She's flatlining. You're being ridiculous, Byron.
Hey, clear!
Maybe I am, but can't we fulfill her dying request? Can't we just do that as good husbands?
Not only is my wife dying, I have to fend you off as well.
Am I that repugnant to you?
You aren't repugnant. Listen, I don't want to lead you on. What do you feel for me, I can't possibly feel for you.
All right, come on. Please clear the room, please.
I know.
All right.
I can handle myself, Thomas. If you don't want to kiss me, I understand. But it's what she wanted. And maybe, just maybe, it could revive her. I think it's worth a shot.
Clear!
You know what? It'll at least shut you up. Oh. Oh, wow.
I knew it.
And just like Sleeping Beauty, Marie Montrose woke up.
Whoa, you totally did it.
Wait, how are you awake? I didn't use a defibrillator.
It's because my two hot husbands totally kissed each other.
That kiss rocked my world.
It was so hot, it revived me.
Now that is medically impossible.
Marie, you can go now. We have each other.
Yeah, at this point, your death doesn't matter to me at all.
Wait, before I go, Banana Nogmos is giving me exactly 20 minutes. He told me in a vision.
I guess we can hold off making out for 20 minutes while you die.
That's Marie, always making things inconvenient for everybody.
No, don't hold off on making out. Are you two down for a deathbed three-way? A little MMF to send me off to Banana Elysium?
Okay, but we'll mostly be paying attention to each other.
That's wonderful.
Get over here and kiss me.
Nineteen and a half minutes later.
Hey, what the hell have you three been doing in here? You two need to leave.
That's okay. It's my time.
Oh! Clear!
Well, let's go back to our place.
Sure, let's totally leave our wife on her deathbed. She seemed cool with it. Oh, great. I won't have to move out.
Stay with me forever, Thomas Hart.
I know this now. I never loved you like a brother. I just love you, Byron. Oh, my Bananagmos. Everybody should try a gay kiss at least once. I've got to write that down.
Hey! If you're not visiting her, you should get out of this hospital.
And thus, Thomas Hart devised his first prophecy, the Book of Hart, 1-1. Try a gay kiss one time, just once. This revelation cemented the homosexual agenda within the Church of Bananagmos. Now you can see Marie's central role. Without her, Thomas and Byron would have never kissed. Instead of being a plain old banana religion, it is a gay religion that worships a banana, a world of a difference. The next episode chronicles the moment that made the Church of the Unpillared the richest organization in history. Oh, the Bananagnostic Mysteries! Welcome back, listeners, to the Bananagnostic Mysteries. This show was originally about one man's manic episode. Now it is about the Church of the Unpillared, the gay banana religion that saved us all. For the Church of the Unpillared to become the most powerful organization to ever exist, it first had to become the richest organization to ever exist. Listen now to episode number 13 of The Banana Zone, the pledge drive for all banana kind.
Coming to you live from BananaCon, we have the one and only Byron Hart, emceeing with me today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Byron, your presence has electrified the atmosphere here at BananaCon.
Here on the best podcast in the world, we'll have the best pledge drive in the world. Call us now. Give us your money.
You all know the number to call now. Let me just reiterate. Give us your money.
Your money. Give it to us.
As much as you can spare.
That's right. Give us your money. You know, Chris, this is incredible content.
Thank you, Byron. I love this podcast. Now let's repeat the phrase, give us your money, for another 28 minutes.
Byron, Chris, you're hosting the Banana Drive. It's so wonderful to see you both.
Linda Lurgstrom, as I live and breathe.
Group hug!
Oh, aww. I love you too.
Folks, for those of you who don't know, Linda Lurgstrom is a yellow judge of the Third Order. She just judged Carl Lindner.
That son of a bitch had it coming.
Linda, I want you to do something for me. Say, give us your money into the microphone.
Give us your money.
An auspicious first foray into podcasting. Well done.
Wow, that was amazing, Linda.
I think I know what would be even more amazing. As a yellow judge of the Third Order, Bananagmos grants me certain privileges. For every $1,000 donated, I will perform a miracle.
Listeners, did you hear that? Now you have a reason to give us your money beyond just piety.
I didn't think this show could get any better, but it just did!
After the first $1,000 are spent, I will change the color of Christopher's tie.
That's right, listeners. Color changes, which you can appreciate in podcast form.
For myself, I can't think of a better way to appreciate the miracle of colors changing than to hear people talking about it.
Wouldn't you know it, Linda? We just passed our first $1,000. Didn't take any time at all.
Then, get ready. I summon the power and...
Zap!
Oh! Done!
Oh my god, listeners! Christopher's tie was dark yellow, and now...
Now it is light yellow! I can't believe my eyes.
As we all know, complete control over the color yellow is just one of the many boons granted in the higher levels of the church.
What an amazing podcast.
We're barely getting started, folks. Linda, someone just handed me a note. We just passed $5,000.
Then it's my job to keep performing miracles.
I can't wait to narrate exactly what happens.
Everyone, witness the miracle.
Levitation!
I'm raised up a full foot in the air!
What a riveting description!
Okay, Byron!
Zap!
That's enough.
Let's check the numbers. What's the current donation count? Banana Nogmus Almighty! We just went from $5,000 to $50,000.
I wonder what we could do with more miracles.
Linda, you're revolutionizing podcasting as we know it. You're just showing us that rather than just asking for money for half an hour straight, listeners want content.
Christopher, I will perform a miracle on you next.
Zap! Where did he go? What did you do to Christopher?
What are you talking about, Byron? I'm right here.
But that means...
That's right. I turned Chris invisible.
What incredible miracles for a podcast! Color changes, levitation, and invisibility!
This has to be the best podcast of all time. Linda, the miracles you've worked are beyond outstanding, and they translate so well to the audio medium.
Aw, shucks.
We just made $11 million. Oh my god.
$11 million. We can do even better.
How? How could we possibly do even better?
I have one last miracle.
Silence.
And the silence reigned for the next 24 minutes of the podcast. Linda silenced everyone at Bananacon, including herself. For performing this miracle live on the air, Linda, Byron, and Christopher raised 50 quintillion dollars. With all that money, the church became the richest organization to ever exist in human history. Let's all take a moment to appreciate this moment in time. Oh, thank you. I just got word that Rernadier is improving. He also requested that the next episode be about the Yellow Coven, the High Council of Women that led the church. Rare is extremely critical of the Coven, no doubt partly due to his misogyny. Let's investigate together, next time, on the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries! Welcome, listeners, to the sixth installment of the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries. The podcast chronicles important moments in the history of the Church of the Unpillared, the gay banana religion that took over the world. The fruit provides. Today we will listen to the Yellow Coven. Picture this, three blindfolded women in yellow cloaks, seated at a banana-shaped table. Linda Lergstrom, Marie Montrose, and Tanya Chisholm are convening.
Tanya, please lead us in a banana appeal.
Ding. May the fruit grant us compassion. May the peel grant us thick skin. May the holy seed spread unchecked.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Ding.
The ninth annual meeting of the Yellow Coven is now in session. Let us eat the ceremonial fruit.
It is time, sisters. The wheels have been turning at the higher levels of the church. Chiquita, as we know it, is coming to an end.
At long last, we can destroy that horrendous company.
Unfortunately, Linda, we need the infrastructure.
Destroying the Chiquita plantations would be a massive waste.
But the destruction of Chiquita is one of the central tenets of the church. You can't mean...
Sisters, I propose we buy out Chiquita Banana.
But that's horrific!
Split Banana 3630. The adversary shall fall the same way they arose. Could it mean that money is Chiquita's downfall?
Banana Nonicles 117. Look not into the face of Chiquita, lest its corruption devour you. The scripture is clear.
If we bought out Chiquita, we could distribute bananas at cost to the masses. No more profit motive in the distribution of bananas.
And what happens if the corrupt Chiquita business practices seep in? Maybe an unscrupulous person starts taking a small percentage. Before you know it, the Church of the Unpeeled becomes just like the company we worked so hard to destroy.
May the pill prevent such an outcome.
But think of the good we could achieve. There could be a banana in every home, and we could break the Cavendish hegemony.
I would rather light myself on fire than see our church stoop so low. We could achieve those ends without becoming Chiquita.
What is the alternative, Linda?
The alternative is to continue as we always have. Direct Chiquita's business from the shadows.
You just said it. We direct Chiquita's business. Let's just buy them out.
Blasphemy.
That's enough, Linda. Let's put it to a vote. I'm in favor, and I know Tanya is too. You're outnumbered.
I'm going to immolate myself.
I don't believe you.
I pray for your understanding, oh great one. I am a martyr!
Linda, you can't be serious!
Crackle, 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 crackle.
Here I come, Banana Nogmoose! I am become Banana's foster!
Linda, put yourself out!
We can't take off our sight peels to help you!
It burns! It burns! Oh, the banana-y!
There is only one way to help our friends!
You mean...
That's right, Marie! Transbananification! Right here! Right now!
But there's no time. We don't have the necessary materials.
Goodbye, bitter earth!
Marie, touch me right now!
And then, without even the necessary banana regalia, a single yellow beam of light shone down from the sky, and transbananification occurred.
Linda, it is not your time!
Oh, great yellow one! I'm dying!
Put yourself out, Linda! You still have much work to do on Earth.
But how?
Stop, drop, and roll. Linda, stop, drop, and roll.
I'm badly burned, oh Lord.
Touch the slippery pill and be rejuvenated. Oh, Linda, you are guided by the pill when you should have been guided by the Holy Seal.
Yes, Lord. The peel preserves. The seed spreads.
Buy out, Chiquita Banana, and the church will be one step closer to its destiny.
Yes, yes, almost yellow. I'm so sorry for misleading the church.
Fear not, you exemplify the pill.
What just happened?
Whatever it was, I have a massive headache.
Sisters, it was the miracle of transbananification.
You mean Banana Nogmoose chose us to speak for him?
There can be no higher honor.
I didn't think it would work.
We call on Banana Nogmoose in our hour of great need. He speaks through us, and we go bananas.
And with that, the meeting came to a close. We thank Banana Nogmoose for saving Linda, a powerful force in the Church of the Unpeeled. And in other exciting news, listeners, Rare Nadir is returning from the hospital. He remains slightly manic, but it's much less severe. Undoubtedly, he will have opinions about how I have run the podcast in his absence. We welcome his feedback. Tune in next time for a truly unique perspective on the Banana Nogmoostic Mysteries.
Welcome back to the real Banana Nogmoostic Mysteries. I know Dr. Chizan was running some farce of a podcast while I was indisposed. You are all smart enough to discern reality from propaganda. My psychiatrist, Linda, forced me to undergo banana initiation to get out of the hospital. It's just another example of theocratic tyranny. Unfortunately, listeners, I recorded it all. Let's deconstruct the practice of banana initiation together. We see me, a devastatingly handsome free thinker, locked up in a padded cell wearing a straitjacket. My psychiatrist, Lynette, is in the cell, along with my therapist, William. We are arguing. If banana nogmoose can cause miracles, let's see one, right here, right now.
You know, as well as we do, that Banana Nogmoose does not perform miracles for the un-banana-initiated.
Then let's go through the rite of banana initiation. I'm ready.
What? You'll join the Church of the Unpeeled?
Rare, that would be an incredible step for you.
I'll go get the necessary materials.
Lynette, before you ask, I'm definitely doing this for the right reasons.
I know you're just trying to get out of the hospital, but this will help you integrate into society.
I can't wait to be around all those gay people.
I'm back. Banana initiation proceeds in three steps. We begin with bananometry. Rare, give me your arm. Rare, your potassium and antimatter levels are within normal bounds, but your neurovegetation is off the scale.
Thank goodness we did that. It was definitely not a waste of time.
Next, we shall meditate on the sublime nature of the banana. See the golden banana. See the golden ratio. Behold the sacred geometry.
I see it.
Describe it.
It's thick and yellow and long and curved and veiny.
Now, I'm going to unpeel it for you. This represents you opening your mind to Banana Nogmos.
If she got me out of this straitjacket, I could unpeel it myself.
I think you're ready for that, Rare. Here.
Banana feels so nice in my hands.
Yes. Touch the peel. Then touch the fruit. Discover the holy banana with all your senses.
Wow, so soft. It'll be even better in my mouth.
Now, taste the banana, but don't chew or swallow.
Okay, I'm not chewing. It's so sweet and fragrant.
In that mouthful, Rare, is the holy seed.
I love having the holy seed in my mouth.
Now swallow.
Wow, you've opened my eyes.
Now, Rare, we begin the last step of banana initiation. You must now go bananas.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means different things to different people. We all do it in our own way.
Just trust yourself and go bananas, whatever that means to you.
I don't know what to do. Why don't you just tell me what you did and then I'll do that?
We can't tell you what to do. Only you can know. Look inside.
It was at this point, listeners, that I devised a devastatingly brilliant plan. Let me suck that dick, William.
Whoa, where did that come from?
That's what all this is building up to. I tasted the fruit and swallowed the holy seed. Now let's do it again.
Rare, as your therapist, I am deeply offended. That is deeply inappropriate.
Look, you told me to go bananas after a very suggestive ritual. It's just what came naturally to me.
It's not happening.
Okay, we don't have to do that. But I think we can all agree I just went bananas.
I don't like it, William, but he's right.
He would never ordinarily suggest that.
I am 100% straight.
Okay, Rare, okay.
I guess that means, Rare, you have been banana-initiated. Congratulations!
Can I leave the hospital now?
If you're willing to set aside your preconceived notions about the church, you may be ready to re-enter society.
I've got to get back to my podcast. Now it'll be all about how great the Church of the Unpeeled is. And that's how I escaped. Listeners, I want to reiterate, I am 100% straight. Let me deconstruct my brilliant plan. I knew they wouldn't let me suck William's banana. I made an outrageous suggestion so that I could get out of there. But if it came to it, listeners, I would have done it. I would have done that for you. Anything to get back to my listener base and spread the truth. I definitely don't think about William's sharp cheekbones and piercing blue eyes regularly. I spend no time at all in the evenings wondering what he looks like naked. Never, never. I am 100% straight. But enough about me, listeners. You can fake your way through banana initiation too. We will infiltrate the church. Perhaps the most ridiculous of their operations is the Banana Zone, their idiotic podcast. Let's roundly mock the Banana Zone episode, interviewing Thomas Hart. Join me for a good laugh next time on the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries. Welcome back, listeners, to the Banana Nogmostic Mysteries, the show where we deconstruct the gay banana cult that became the dominant religion across the world. Chief among the church's operations is the Banana Zone, their famous podcast. Let's cover the episode that converted millions to the Church of the Unpeeled, the famous Thomas Hart interview. Fade in on William Wall, Christopher Chisholm, and Thomas Hart, gathered around a microphone.
Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
We're honored to have you.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Let's start recording. Welcome, listeners, to...
Hang on, Will. There's a bee flying around our recording studio.
How did that get in here?
I'll try to squish it.
Sorry, Thomas. We don't have bees in here, usually.
No worries.
I can't seem to get it. I'm gonna find a rolled up newspaper or something.
Alone in a room with the famous Thomas Hart.
Hey, you're famous too.
Oh, I guess so. I'm still a bit starstruck.
I peel my bananas one fold at a time, just like you.
I couldn't find a newspaper, but here's a saucepan.
Bzzz, clang, bzzz, clang, 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 bzzz.
Good thing we're not recording yet.
Clang!
This audio would be incredibly annoying.
Yeah, it's good that nobody has to listen to this.
Clang, bzz, clang, bzz, bzz.
Oh no, Chris, did you just ruin the microphone?
It's cracked.
Alright, Chris, go down to Fry's and get us a new microphone.
I'll be right back.
Oh no, it stung me.
Oh, well, that's embarrassing. The famous Thomas Hart getting stung in my studio.
I'm allergic to bee stings.
Oh, the important thing is not to panic!
Get my EpiPen. It's in my suitcase. Ah!
Oh, Banana Nogmos, help me! Here! Oh, that was an ink pen, not an EpiPen. Sorry. Here!
Oh, God, thank you.
Sorry I stabbed you with a pen.
It's okay, I can breathe.
You just almost died.
Yeah.
I guess you probably don't want to do the interview at this point.
I mean, I don't, but the show must go on. Let's do the interview.
I have another microphone we can hook up.
Okay. We finally have everything we need. Finally. Let's start recording. Welcome, listeners, to The Banana Zone! Today we have a very special guest, Thomas Hart. Thomas, would you please introduce yourself to anyone at home who doesn't know you already?
Well...
I'm getting a note from our audio engineers. It looks like we've run out of studio time. We'll have to end the podcast there. Join us next week for more amazing content.
Incredible job, Thomas.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. We're gonna get some converts from that performance for sure.
But I didn't say anything.
But somehow, listeners, William was right. Hundreds of millions of people flocked to the Church of the Unpeeled after this episode, like lemmings. It was after this episode that the Church of the Unpeeled became the dominant religion across the world. My question is, why did this work? Thomas Hart spoke a single word and that converted millions. Perhaps, listeners, there was something in the water supply, something to make anyone who drank tap water gullible and naive. I don't know much about fluoride, but it's definitely a chemical. Listeners, we are coming up on our final episode of the Banana Diagnostic Mysteries. Join me in revisiting Murder Banana next time on the Banana Diagnostic Mysteries. Welcome, listeners, to the final episode of the Banana Diagnostic Mysteries. Why is this the final episode? Well, I've made the points I wanted to make. Thomas Hart is a fraud. The Banana Zone, the famed podcast of the Church of the Unpeeled, is just poor programming. And Murder Banana is deadly. I could spend a lifetime denouncing the Church of the Unpeeled, but most of my critiques are summed up in those 3 points. Most of them. One critique remains, and it is a big one. I alluded to this in the prologue, the political correctness amendment. More than anything else the Church of the Unpeeled has done, this amendment terrifies me. It's so broad that almost anything I say could send me to jail, where my sweet virgin butthole would not survive. Enough about me. Let's listen to the top banana committee. In this recording, Thomas Hart was just elected president of the Earth in perpetuity, effectively making the planet a theocratic dictatorship. Listen to how they destroyed our republic. Fade in on the top banana committee, consisting of Thomas Hart, Linda Lergstrom, and Michael Mason. At this point, listeners, I shouldn't have to tell you, they're all wearing yellow power suits.
We did it! I'm president in perpetuity!
Champagne, everyone!
Bop!
Well, we successfully united all the governments on Earth. World peace at last. Thank you, Banana Nogmos.
And clearly, we can now make good on our church's promise.
A banana in every home.
Linda, Michael, let the world know. By executive order, everyone on Earth will receive one free banana per week. Let's make that the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. One banana per week per person.
Done!
What about all the neglected banana cultivars?
By presidential decree, all banana cultivars will be grown at the same rate. Make that the 29th Amendment. All bananas are created equal.
Brilliant!
And finally, Michael, Linda, you know my story. I came to my queerness so late in life. I wonder, if the world was less homophobic and transphobic, would I have come to myself sooner?
I'm sure you would have.
The 30th Amendment. Don't be mean to queer people.
But Thomas, what if they deserve it?
The 30th Amendment. Don't be mean to queer people unless they deserve it.
Brilliant. We'll call it the Political Correctness Amendment.
And we'll print a copy of the Bananonomicon in every public library.
Brilliant!
And we'll plant banana trees in every lawn on Earth.
Brilliant! Thomas, it's time for your victory speech.
Yes, yes, let's address the press.
Click, click, hubba, 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 hubba.
Ladies, gentlemen, and bananas, I address you all here today. Know that I shall represent all of you equally in my government. From the Cavendish bananas of the Philippines to the rhino horn bananas of Africa to the red dakas of India, I will consider all of your interests equally. And also humans. Humans, human beings matter too, inasmuch as they produce bananas. A new age dawns on Earth today. We cast off the age of the internet with its tech billionaires. The age of banana nogmos is here. Know that none of you have to worship the divine banana, even though we all know it's objectively the correct religion. As long as you allow yourself to be covered by the yellow cognoscenti, there will be no trouble. And also, contrary to popular belief, you don't have to be gay to be part of the Church of the Unpeeled. I just encourage everyone to try a gay kiss once. One time. If you try it, you might like it. But our homosexual agenda is secondary. Tertiary to the cultivation of all the bananas in the world. The fruit from God. Utopia! Utopia is here!
And that was it, listeners. That was the moment I was prohibited from being my true self in these United States. Don't be mean to queer people, unless they deserve it. Try a gay kiss once. He admitted the homosexual agenda of the world government. What does that mean? And being straight, and being so handsome and clever, am I being mean to queer people? And denying them this rock-solid body and keen wit? Am I not being awful to all the slick, hard-bodied homosexuals across these United States and planet Earth? Is the Church of the Unpeeled forcing me to be gay? Well, I'm not gay, listeners. I am 100% straight. And I think it's high time for straight people to have their own church. I am founding it right now. The Church of the Divine Orange. It will be truly inclusive to straight people. Is not the orange a superior fruit anyway? It has delicious juice, unlike your regular flat, flavorless banana. Our heavenly orange will roll over the mushy bananas, and we will topple the statues in the Church of the Unpeeled. We will pulp the offerings. We will overthrow the government and start again. And then, when Thomas Hart's head is under my boot, I will ask him a question. I'll ask, Orange, you glad I didn't say bananas?